The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace, be still. Whether the raft of the storm toss sea, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no water can swallow the ship. Where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies? They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace, peace, be still.
Let the church say amen. Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. It's so good to see everyone out this morning. Realizing that I know some of you came to be with your mothers this morning, but we all should have come to worship God in spirit and in truth. Also. For this is the Lord's Day, even though it is also called Mother's Day. So I'd like to start off by wishing each and every mother a happy Mother's Day.
All right.
And if you have not called your mother or wished her a happy Mother's Day, make sure that you do before this day is over. Yes, sir, you will get in trouble. This morning, before we go any further, let us go to God in prayer. O righteous God in heaven, we have been blessed once again. We have been blessed enough to come out to serve thee in spirit and in truth. You have given us one more opportunity in our lifetime to come out and to serve thee in spirit and in truth. We thank you, O righteous Heavenly Father, for giving us this opportunity. We thank you that the day that you sent your Son to this earth, that he hung, bled, and died on our behalf, O Lord. He took the punishment for which we could not be punished for, because we could not afford to pay the price that he paid. We thank you, O Lord, for each and every member in this congregation and their family. We thank you for each and every visitor in this congregation, and we thank you for their families as well. And we pray, O Heavenly Father, that we can find a soft spot in the hearts of man today, that they would hear thy engrafted word. All right. Father, we thank you for the leaders of this congregation and their families. We pray for the brethren who have taken a spot before this spot, that each and every one of their family members be also blessed. Thank you, Father, for everything that you do for us. And we pray this morning for those who are sick and shut in, especially those in the household of faith. We thank you this morning that they soon may be able to be with us once again, if it be your will. But if not, Father, let your will be done. Father, we thank you this morning for those mothers this morning that are doing amazing work with their children. We thank you, O Lord, and we pray that they may be able to continue to do the work of Thus Saith the Lord with their families. Father, we thank you for everything and all things. We thank you, Lord, for the Church of Christ, especially this local congregation. And we pray for any that may be here this morning that are not feeling well. We just thank you and pray that they feel better also. All right. Father, we pray for any that may still be on their way, that they may get here safely and securely. Father, we pray for those who are traveling today. We pray for their well-being, that they may return to us at the next appointed time. Thank you, Father, for all things. And it is in the name of your Son, Jesus, the one who went up Calvary's hill, stretched out his arms on Calvary's cross, and gave up his life for us. We ask it all in his name. Amen. This morning, the scripture, thank you, Brother Miles, for jumping in so quickly this morning and filling in with the scriptures. This morning, the scripture reading is taken from the second chapter of Exodus, and we're starting with verse number 1 in the second chapter of the book of Exodus. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go up and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew as she brought him into Pharaoh's daughters, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." This morning, for a little bit, just for a few minutes this morning, we want to talk about an incredible mother. One of the things that we should have learned from a child on up is that we have been told by the Word of God that we are to honor our mothers and fathers. Today, as we come together to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for it is His day, we also pause to thank Him for our mothers. Flowers, candy, and taking them out to dinner is a good deed. But for many mothers, they would be satisfied if their children would simply serve the Lord and do the work of the Lord. Whether rich, whether poor, whether popular, whether powerful, when children are obedient to the Lord, many mothers are completely satisfied. So this morning, we want to talk for a few moments again about an incredible mother. A child's duty to their mother is to live in a world where too many children pay no honor to their mothers. Yet in Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 12, the verse reads, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." This is not an option, but instead it is a commandment. This is the duty of children to their mothers. Any respected mother is worthy of this commandment. A child should bring the mother joy in her old age, but instead some children bring disrespect, dishonor, and shame. There is a warning in the Word of God to those who despise to obey their mother. In Proverbs 30 and verse 17, it says, "To those children who despise to obey their mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick out their eye, and the young eagle shall eat it." We don't want to think of a mother who does not have the respect of her children. We look to the Bible for mothers who were courageous, mothers who had conviction and confidence, mothers like Jochebed, the mother of Moses, who for the love of her child defied a king's order. And if you're wondering just what the king's order was, look in Exodus chapter 1, and you'll see, and starting at about verse number 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there was a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto the people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that when they fall out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Verse number 11, therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children to serve the rigor. And drop down with me, if you will, to verse number 15. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which name was one Shiphrah, and the name Puah. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. This is the reason that Moses' mother had to hide him. Jochebed, the mother of Moses, who for the love of her child defied that king's order. She feared God more than she feared the king's orders. She feared God because God was all supreme. God has always been the all supreme God. He's always been over man. He said in verse number 1 there, in verse 16 and around verse 17, that the children who were males born should be killed. But a mother will defy the orders of man in order that she may save her child and obey the teachings and the word of God. They realize in the word of God, as in Psalms 127 and verse number 3, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Motherhood is a responsibility that not every woman achieves. One who becomes a mother is blessed of God. You know, I know children get on our mother's nerves. Sometimes it just seems as though I wish these kids would get out of my face. That's the attitude that some parents take. But yet, it is a reward to be a mother. And thank God for our mothers today. I believe it was Brother Miles who said, if it was not for mothers, where would we be? You can replace father, but you can't replace a mother. You can never be too high and too mighty that you don't remember your mother. And I know that some of you today are going to be calling upon mothers. You're going to be calling upon your mothers. And you're going to let them know how much you care and how much you appreciate your mothers. But nevertheless, don't just make it a one-day affair during the year. Let your mothers know all the time during the year, or often during the year, how great it is that you are their child. So a mother of confidence. This woman, Jochebed, became a boatmaker in order to save her child. Look at verse number 3 of Exodus chapter 2. And she could no longer hide him. She took him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and pitch and put the child therein. She laid it in the flags by the river's brink. She had enough confidence that she was looking out for her child. She had the confidence and faith in God. Hebrews 11 and verse number 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid for 3 months of his parents, they saw he was a proper child and that they were afraid of the king's commandments. Today, a mother loves and pours out her heart to her children sometimes. She puts her faith with her works, according to James 2 and 17 and verse number 18. Turn over with me, if you will, to James 2, 17 and verse number 18. And just look at it with me, if you will. In James chapter 2, verses number 17, the Bible says, let's go up actually to verse number, let's start with 17. Even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man, say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. That was actually 17 in verse number 18. Works by itself is never enough. The two must come together. There are many incredible mothers today, and it just means that mothers are wonderful, and it's good when we see an incredible mother. Society focuses on the negative rather than the positive. You know, I was thrilled to see just a couple of weeks ago that mother in Baltimore. And I know you've all seen the clip of the mother in Baltimore. She chastised her child, even if it meant putting him, exposing him to the national spotlight. She chastised her child. And you know something I like about it? She wasn't ashamed of it. She was taking her child out of harm's way. And so that child, I don't know what his thoughts were, but I'll bet you he'll remember the next time. Her intents were meant to hurt his ego more than his physical body, I'm sure. And I think it worked. I believe she loved him enough that she wanted him to do the right thing. When a mother has done all she can do, God will do what she cannot do. When we as the parents have done the possible, then we leave it to God to do the impossible. What does that mean? It's simply stated, it means that when you as a mother or a father, although we're not talking so much about the fathers today, when a mother can't do any more for her child, when you have loved him with all of your heart and all of your affection, and he still won't do right, don't give up. Instead, give him over to God, who can do what you can't do. Sometimes we have to hide our children from society. And I don't mean hide him in a criminal manner, but I mean hide him for the good of him. Hide him for the good of his life. So Jochebed protected Moses by hiding him from danger as long as she could. And then she made a boat for him, fashion a boat for him and put him in it. Sometimes mothers must take extraordinary steps to shield their children from the world. What may seem foolish to non-believers, but to someone who has faith in God, they know that for God, nothing is impossible. What we know about this mother is that she had three children, a total of three children that we learn of her. But not only did she save her son Moses from an early death, she had to nurse him. The Hebrew midwife had to nurse her only son to keep him, to grow up so that he may become a spokesman for God. She was an incredible mother. How many of you realize how incredible your mother is to you? Mothers are good. Mothers not only give us food, shelter, and clothing. Mothers give us love, which is even more important than food, shelter, and clothing. Because without the love, the food, the shelter, and the clothing doesn't mean as much. So when you think about it, the pressure must have been unbearable for this woman to have to give up her child. She was unable to let her child know that I am your mother. But sometimes I'm really concerned about mothers who are unable to regard their children as their children. So when I think about it, I look back at Jochebed, and I think how oppressed the feelings must have been for this mother. Look at what it says once again in the second chapter of the book of Exodus. In verse number four, look at the effects of his sister. His sister stood afar off to which what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And then in drop down to verse 7, then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse to the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" Here is the beginning of a long, drawn-out love story. A love story that's starring Moses and the Lord. A love story not only of a love for a mother and her child, but also a love for the Lord, because Moses became a spokesman for the Lord. We are to remember our mothers. Jochebed watched as her son Moses grew up to become that spokesman for God. There is no better reward for a mother than to watch her children grow up serving the Lord, especially if she is a believing mother. This is why we should honor our parents today. Jesus quoted in Mark chapter 7, around about verse number 10, he said, "Moses said, honor thy father and mother. Whosoever curses father or mother, let him die the death." This means that we are to provide for them. There is no greater honor one can give to his mother than that of peace of mind, especially in her old age, than to know that her children would be there for her in her times of need. From the previous scripture, Mark 7 and verse number 10, we see the consequences of one who curses father or mother. Mothers can have great influence on their children, and it can be either good or evil. Mothers who raise their children by the Bible will understand what Jesus meant in Matthew chapter 19 and verse number 14. He said, "Forbid them not to come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." It is a great honor for a mother when others see God in them. As in Paul telling Timothy how the mighty faith that is in him, which came from his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 5. What an honor that must have been for Timothy to hear how great his mother was respected of a man like Paul. Today, as we take time to give flowers to our mothers, if she is still here, if we take time to give her candy, if she is still here, let us not forget to praise the Lord for her. Let us remember how incredible she is, or how incredible she was. Give prayer to the Lord on her behalf. Most mothers are incredible in their own ways, but we are still to show care and concern for them, especially in their old age. Remember her when she can no longer stand by herself. Help her because she helped us first. When she can no longer feed herself, feed her because she first fed us. Remember her when her eyes have become dim. Help her to find her way. Remember to love her, for she first loved us and cared for us when we could not love ourselves. When you think about it, mothers have a wonderful place in our lives. It's mother, the first one that a baby sees from the family when a baby is born into this world. It's mother who first feeds the child when he is born into this world. It's mothers who nurse the child into health. It's mother who most children call upon when they have troubles in their lives. They call for mama. So when you are sitting around today, I know many of you are going to be watching the Bulls basketball game today. Sit your mother down beside you and tell her how much you care about her. The basketball game can wait. The basketball game will be there. Even if your mother is not there, the basketball game will still be there. So tell your mother how much you care for her. Let her know that, Mama, you don't have to cook for me today. Let me cook for you. Let me fix you. Let me take you out to dinner. And I'm reminded over in John chapter 19, where Jesus himself, on verse 19 and about verse number, chapter 19 and about verse number 26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto her, mother, woman, behold thy son. Then he said to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that day, that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. He was caring for her mother, his mother, leaving her in good hands. So you've got to learn to take care of your mother. When your mother needs compassion, remember to have compassion on her. For she may not be able to have the level of compassion. You may not be able to have the level of compassion of Jesus in Luke chapter 7, 11 and 12. Whereas he came into the city of Nain, a funeral was going on. He saw a mother who had lost her only son, and she was funeralizing her only son. We understand that it is not possible to do what Jesus can do, but we can give comfort to our mother. We can offer her comfort, even if it is only a hello and a kind word or two. But a prayer is even better. So this morning, remember your mother. Remember to take care of your mother, even in her old age. You know, I think about it from time to time, how good it is for our mothers to be here for us to reach out to. How good it is to be able to call upon mother. How good it is for mothers to know that their children care enough about them to be compassionate to them. How good it is for mothers to realize that they have good children. Now, most mothers would like to have good children. Most fathers want to have good children. But mothers especially want to have good children. And I'm not saying that a father is any less of a parent, but it's just not your day, Father. That comes later on. I'm talking about the mothers today. So when you think about it, how good it is to have your mother. How good it is to be able to look upon the face of your mother and say, Mama, I love you. Say, Mama, I need you. Mama, I need to let you know how much I care about you. Just as Jesus from his dying cross spoke to his mother and acknowledged his mother, so should we in life acknowledge our mother. When I ask people sometime about their mothers, I usually get a thumbs up. And I know my time is about up, but I'm just going to finish this one thought. I usually get a thumbs up for their mother, on behalf of their mothers. But every now and then, I get one who might say something to me, something like this to me. I don't know where my mama is, and I don't care where she is. That's an awful commentary to have to hear. That's a bad commentary for that child. Obviously, he's missing a whole lot of love. Or he missed a whole lot of love. But I'm so glad today For those of you who have your mothers available to you, and I know you're going to do the right thing, don't just simply take her to dinner. Give her some words of comfort. Tell her how good the Lord has been unto her and how good he has been unto you. Tell her how great the Lord of hosts really is. Let her know that with God all things are possible. Nothing is impossible. Let her know that you are a member of the Lord's church and that you want for her the very best. And if you're not a member of the Lord's church, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. But if you are a member and somewhere you went astray, you ask the Lord to bless you and forgive you of your shortcomings and ask the church to come forward and ask the church to pray with and for you. Now, don't expect the church to do all of the work for you. You've got to pray and ask, go to the Lord for yourself first. And then ask the church to help you to get through whatever it is you may be going through. Ask the church to pray for you that you may grow stronger in the Lord. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.